Metronome. Cool FM Podcast.
So, okay, we're back again, and this time around, we are still struggling with the name. We sound like a detergent. J-I-G. E-E-E-E. So let's go G.
That's
the sound of the germs dying when they apply our solution over them, because since we're detergent.
Wow.
Welcome back. It's another edition of our super cool podcast, G, Jennifer, J-I, and G, Jake. You already know what I'm talking about. So enough of all of the confusion and everything. Today we are looking at something really interesting. People bad mouthing you all the time. And celebrities get that a lot across the world. You don't know somebody, somebody gives a hint, or maybe somebody knows about 10% or 20% information about you. They go out there, blow it, add extra things to it, and make you look bad. And sometimes when you react, they'll be like, come on, you're a celebrity, you're not supposed to act like that. But I wonder why people do what they do. Now, this takes us straight to America, where something interesting happened. And the person involved is actually going to pay some good dollar bills.
Okay, so let's talk about our homegirl, our one and only mistress. I'm talking about Cardi B. So how this just started was way back in 2019, where she had to sue this person for defamation of character, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. This was over false claims that she had herpes, used cocaine, and worked as a prostitute. Like, how hard could this be? So this person's name is Latasha Kebe, and she has about 1 million followers on YouTube. Did I say followers? Subscribers. Nice. So yes.
Wow, imagine that information went around over 1 million people and it was all fake news. That's terrible. Why do people use their platform in propagating hate? Really? Like, I saw a clip of it and I was like, for her to have sounded the way she did when she was talking about it, she must really know what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. You know that kind of thing when you go, I put it to you that I know for a fact that this person did this and did that, just for us to find out that it was all lies?
Yes. Well, this is it, because when this whole thing started, Latasha did tell us that while Cardi B was a stripper, she used to have sex with her, you know, customers. And also that she used a bottle to have sex with herself while performing on stage.
Talking about the customer sounded like some happy endings.
No, that wasn't it. Now, this whole thing happened and the mother of two had to appear in the court. And she said that she was extremely suicidal, and she said she felt defeated, she felt depressed, and she didn't want to sleep with her husband. And she said only an evil person would do such a thing. Cardi B said she fought really hard and it wasn't just a good space for her. Now, this is so sad. And following this whole thing and how everything started and is going, it looks like, in a report by Billboard, a Georgia jury awarded Cardi B $1.25 million in damages after 2 weeks of deliberating, and also convicted the YouTuber of invasion of privacy through betrayal in a false light.
Now, talking about that, it's really interesting you've mentioned all of these facts. And I recently saw something. I think it was a science project. A professor got the students to all line up, and he gave them some tasks while they were all backing themselves, where you turn and repeat the tasks and continue till the end. It turned out that at the end of the day, the information was misconstrued. It was a simple hand gesture. You wiggle your nose, you shake your hand, and you wiggle your waist. And the next person was supposed to do that. Now imagine the damage that have caused. And those 1 million subscribers that lady has on her YouTube will definitely spread fake, incorrect information further damaging her reputation as a musician, a wife, and a mother of two. Mm-hmm. We all know she portrays the bad girl image. Like, you know, I don't care.
I don't cook. I don't clean.
I don't care. She got the whopper. I don't know about that. So I'm trying to tell you. But if you know, hit me up. I don't know. But, you know, because of what she portrays, and we all know her content and her music is not for underage people. It's 18 and above. So it's adult content, adult music. But why are people always constantly jumping on other people's cases? The same thing here in the country, this part of the world, people also do that to people they don't even know. Is it a human thing for you to just sit back and just want to hate on another person's parade?
And you see, one thing that I know Cardi B for is that she has owned her past, and it's something that she is still proud to talk about. That was the process that took her to find music, and music rescued her. So that was what she was doing to pay the bills. In her interviews, you would hear her say things like, yes, it was paying the bills and she was getting the money. Well, music came to the rescue and she left that business and she is cashing out.
Music to the rescue. Now, with all of these negativity, one would think that Cardi B probably would not have any positive thing to do, or any positive thing to do for people out there, or just being a wonderful person. Well, recently, unfortunately, something happened in New York, in the Bronx, where a unit of 120 apartments caught fire, and there were several people who lost their lives. Well, Cardi B, in her magnanimity, came through and said, you know what? I will cover the expenses of everybody that died. Now, that is a very noble thing to do, owing to the fact that she has this image of just being nonchalant, doesn't care about stuff, talks bad grammar, doesn't care who's looking, she doesn't care about anything. It shows there's a human being and a heart that cares somewhere in that beautiful frame of hers, called a body and a soul. So, the moral of the story is, don't go about there causing havoc and spreading false information, because it might cost you $1 million. Honestly.
And you will pay.
Trust me, don't go about spreading wrong information, because look, it will definitely turn around and bite you in the behind. And trust me, when you sign that check to pay for your evil deeds, nobody will tell you. It will pain your body. Now, moving away from that, there are other things happening in the world of music. And yes, Nigeria seems to be the focal point right now with our sound, because Ed Sheeran seems to be doing something very interesting with our new sound.
Yes.
And it seems like he is about to pay us a visit.
Yes!
Wow, that would be cool.
I know.
Is it going to be like a silent visit where he'll just come to one club and like, oh my God, I'll be so, can he won't capture my soul? Or is it going to be a concert or something? I don't know if it's going to be a concert, but hey, it would be a great thing if he gets, if we get media rounds from him. Mm-hmm. Like, he goes around and tell us about his story, how he all started, his type of genre. He was bold with his type of music. Mm-hmm. And today, everybody is listening to him. Be you. Be original. Honestly, trust me, you'll be great. I don't know why I said that, but trust me, just be you and keep doing you. And don't go around there spreading rumors, because if you do, it will turn around and bite your ass.
Yes, verify your information before you put it out there. If you have a beef with someone, please go and look for the person and squash it. Don't take it out, because it might just come for your behind.
And this is where we say,
peace.
We out of this joint. J-I-G.
Jig.
G. G-I-G-G. That's how you have to say it. G-I-G-G. Or you go J-I-G. Because of the E-E-E-E. That's the germs.
Scared.
In the music industry.
Cool. FM.